They called him George, and they called him George. All of these were George's too.
Sam, George, Mac, or any kind of name they want to call you. And if you resented it, then you was in trouble.
Such was the life of the Pullman porter, carrying bags, shining shoes, serving meals, literally slaving over the rich and famous on these rolling palaces of Chicago's Pullman Company, held in so little regard they were called by the name of their company's founder, George Pullman.
When a man worked as a Pullman porter, he was so disrespected that he was not called by his name, in spite of the fact that he wore a name tag that clearly indicated his name.
Lynn Hughes is trying to get the porters some new respect, founding a museum and compiling a registry of the 10,000 black men named George who rose up and won black labor's first big victory. This month, a Showtime movie depicts their struggle, which laid a base for the modern civil rights movement.
Do you think America is ready for a colored union?
Actor Andre Brower portrays the man who founded the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, A. Philip Randolph. Robert Townsend directs.
A. Philip Randolph is really the godfather of the civil rights movement. You know, a lot of the ideas that Martin Luther King eventually used came from A. Philip Randolph.
Beginning in 1925, Randolph spent 12 years fighting for the Porters Union against a company which built an entire town of its own for workers to keep unions out. Talk union, and you were fired.
You ain't seen nothing till you seen Pullman pissed off.
The sun has long since gone down on the Pullman Company. This is about all that's left of it here on the south side of Chicago. But back in its heyday, many of the early porters it hired were freed slaves. The company continued to treat many of them like they still were.
We supposed to get 4 hours sleep at night.
4 hours?
4 hours, yeah.
We met this black man named George, one of a few still alive. His name is Richard Willis, and he's 94 years old.
You just be wore out.
You were working like a slave.
That's right. And you got very little pay.
Finally, in 1937, the union won a contract from Pullman, which doubled wages and cut workloads in half. And Chicago historian Tim Black worked with A. Philip Randolph.
The Pullman porters played a significant part in changes in America. Small as they may have been in numbers, they were very, very enormous in terms of influence.
10,000 black men who took a menial job and made history.